This is Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp. I hope to see you at my free estate planning seminar this Friday in Atascadero. It's also a defensive handgun class. No firearms, just airsoft and laser. All equipment provided, plus free pizza. Sign up at guntrust.org. This training exposes the lies of the politicians, even those who claim to support the Second Amendment. Our right to bear arms is implicit in the American concept of ordered liberty. Therefore, we also have a duty to train, and only your family can be trusted with this duty. To leave a legacy of 23rd century firearm training, your family must begin with 21st century firearm training that exceeds law enforcement standards. Only your family can remove this legacy from the cowardly shadows of concealed carry to the sunlight of open carry by aposematic citizens. Go to guntrust.org and do your duty before it's too late.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, June 18th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Police Department reminds residents of e-bike regulations. County Board of Supervisors passed policy restricting immigration enforcement on non-public property. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. As electric bicycles become more popular, the Paso Robles Police Department has released a statement reminding residents of policies surrounding these vehicles and their types of classifications. California law recognizes three classes of electric bicycles, each with specific operating requirements. Class 1, 2, and 3. Class 1 provides assistance only when the rider is pedaling and ceases to provide assistance when the bike reaches a speed of 20 miles per hour. Class 2 operates via pedal assist or throttle and ceases to provide assistance when the bicycle reaches a speed of 20 miles per hour. Class 3 provides assistance only when the rider is pedaling and ceases to provide assistance when the bike reaches a speed of 28 miles per hour. E-motorcycles, by contrast, are designed for off-road use and are prohibited on public streets, sidewalks, bicycle paths, and trails. They are not classified as bicycles under California law. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park will continue tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. in the downtown city park. Tonight's entertainment will be the Molly Ringwald Project, playing 80s rock and pop music. Concerts in the Park features great music, food, drinks, and an energetic environment in the Paso Robles downtown city park. County Board of Supervisors approve policy restricting immigration enforcement activities. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News time is 6:10.
You know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The County Board of Supervisors voted to approve a resolution on Tuesday that would restrict the use of county-owned or county-controlled property for federal immigration enforcement activities. The law prohibits federal agencies from commandeering county property and from accessing non-public spaces for immigration enforcement, such as a parking lot, without a judicial warrant. Supervisors John Pichon and Heather Moreno spoke against adopting the policy, with Moreno referring to it as symbolic.
And not only is the sheriff in compliance with SB 54, but what this states we are already doing. So it is symbolic, and I understand some people like the symbolic nature of something. For me, this was time that staff did not have to put into something to simply affirm what we're already doing and will continue to do. So I will not be supporting this item.
Supervisors Bruce Gibson, Don Ortiz-Legg, and Jimmy Paulding voted to approve the resolution. Gibson had this to say.
This is a matter of doing everything this county can to restrict ICE from commandeering our property and otherwise bringing their unconstitutional reign of cruelty into our county. It is still appalling in its disregard for constitutional safeguards, and I do believe with this resolution, the County of San Luis Obispo has done everything it can to not only voice but implement its resistance.
PG&D is warning customers about an emerging barcode scam throughout the Central Coast. Scammers will call PG&D customers with a demand for immediate payment to avoid disconnection. Scammers will then send either a barcode or a QR code via text or email, and the victims are instructed to take the code to a store or business to present to a cashier to make a payment. Victims of the scam have lost an average of $969 so far this year, with nearly 150 incidents reported. There are only 3 confirmed incidents in San Luis Obispo County, however, according to PG&D. Lead scam investigator for PG&D, Matt Foley, said, quote, "Scammers are constantly evolving their tactics to defraud customers. What hasn't changed is that they are still demanding immediate payment of your bill to avoid disconnection. Customers can protect themselves and avoid scams by recognizing the common signs of a scam and by contacting PG&D directly if they are unsure about the status of their account." The City of Paso Robles has launched a bidding process seeking consultant services to complete the city's spaceport license application. The FAA launch site operator license requires extensive technical, operational, safety, and environmental review. The city retained leading aerospace infrastructure consulting firm RSNH to conduct an independent review of the work completed to date to the FAA licensing effort. Now the city is seeking a firm with substantial expertise in launch site licensing to assist with the process. The consultant will be responsible for completing the remaining elements of the licensing process for the city. Proposals are due August 3rd. The candidate filing period for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District Governing Board will be opening in mid-July. The school district announced this in a release yesterday morning. The period opens July 13th and closes August 7th. There are 3 seats that will appear on the November 3rd general election ballot, areas 1, 2, and 4. These seats are currently occupied by Jim Cogan, Joel Peterson, and Sandra Williams. Candidates must reside within the area of the seat they're seeking for a full 4-year term. Interested candidates can determine their trustee area by looking at the area maps on the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District website. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Pirates beat the Athletics 12-4, the Giants beat the Braves 7-2 and 7-5, the Diamondbacks over the Angels 8-1, Dodgers beat the Rays 5-4, the Padres over the Cardinals 6-1, the Yankees over the White Sox 10-5. Tonight, the Angels will face the Athletics, the Giants will go against the Braves, and the Yankees will face the White Sox. In California news, a fire broke out at a nearly 500,000-square-foot cold storage facility in Boyle Heights yesterday afternoon. The Lineage Warehouse fire was first reported at about 2:35 p.m., and shelter-in-place orders were given to residents as a heavy plume of smoke erupted from the warehouse. The warehouse stores frozen foods. LA fire officials said the fire also reached an ammonia line. Crews managed to knock down the fire by 6 p.m. The cause is currently unknown. A proposed tax on billionaires has officially qualified for the November ballot in California, announced by the Secretary of State on Wednesday. The one-time 5% levy on billionaires will now head to a public vote in November, unless its proponents pull it from the ballot before a late June deadline, as part of a deal with lawmakers and Governor Gavin Newsom. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPR All News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, hey, it looks like the H-2A Temporary Agricultural Worker Program continues to grow rapidly, with the U.S. Department of Labor certifying 17% more jobs during the first half of fiscal 2026 compared to a year ago. Now, the program, of course, allows U.S. growers and others to hire foreign workers for seasonal farm labor, helping producers fill critical labor shortages while providing workers with higher wages than what they could typically earn back in their home country. A former American Farm Bureau Federation economist reported back in January that the H-2A program continues to grow, with 13,358 more positions certified in fiscal year 2025 than fiscal year 2024. This marks the first year in program history that over 400,000 workers were requested, highlighting the continued domestic labor shortages U.S. farmers and ranchers are facing. Now, these are positions that arise from a proven lack of domestic interest in the seasonal jobs in particular. Now, the H-2A program has grown 185% in the past 10 years.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Astraea Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open, with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Astraea Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts, to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to pasorobles.downtown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. A coalition of agriculture advocates that successfully pushed for stronger enforcement against abandoned orchards and vineyards last year is now frustrated that the law they championed, Assembly Bill 732, has yet to be enforced. The bill by Assemblymember Alexandra Macedo allows county agricultural commissioners to assess fines of up to $1,000 per acre for properties deemed a public nuisance. Agricultural commissioners say the bill gives them a tool with which to warn landowners whose neglected properties harbor pests and diseases that can affect neighboring farms. But so far, the legislation has had little impact on mismanaged orchards, said Roger Isom, president and CEO of the Western Tree Nut Association. We thought it would make things happen, but unfortunately, it hasn't moved the needle at all, Isom said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Some clouds this morning, becoming mostly sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. Southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 50s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Highs in the low 70s. Southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday. Sunny skies on Sunday and Monday. Partly cloudy on Tuesday. Sunny on Wednesday and Thursday. Mid-70s Saturday, low 80s Sunday, mid-80s on Monday and Tuesday, upper 80s Wednesday, 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KAPRL News Time is 6:21.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com. Don't forget to order your party platters for graduation or Father's Day from the Red Scooter Deli.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
New claims for unemployment benefits declined to 226,000 last week, down from 4,000 the previous week. Though continuing claims, those remaining on benefits rose to 1.8 million, an increase of 24,000. That report is from the week of June 6th. Fed Chair Kevin Warsh wrapped up his first news conference addressing the labor markets as stable. He says the 3 to 6 month trend, which he considers more important than a 1 month report, is moving in a good direction. Kroger is reporting higher sales and earnings in the recent quarter, especially for online shopping. However, it was also dealing with higher transportation costs. Wall Street was expecting even stronger numbers from Kroger, and the stock is losing ground. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel,
238-3080. We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free. So come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. All right, call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL. To join us this a.m.,
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck white socks and
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, Karen's a little tied up, as she is quite often on Thursday, so Eric's going to be in, and he's loaded today. Dan Dow will be in, the Cattleman will be in, and Chief Stornetta will be in as well, so lots going on this afternoon, all information that is important, and some important emails came in today. No, one came in yesterday. Kevin, let's see, the title here is Hitting Machine. You said that you hit baseballs on your property. Can you tell me where you got your pitching machine? I want to get one for my kid. I don't have a pitching machine. What I do is I just use the tee. I have the balls there in the bucket, and I hit them over the dry creek because I have my home run marker, which I have to move in every year. And I go chase them, and I throw them back. I don't have the machine. But good luck. I can't. You know what? One of the coaches at the school can help you out with that, I'm pretty sure. Or maybe even some of the coaches are in around Little League and so forth. They probably can get you in. But have fun with it. Have fun with it. Okay. Another email. Police vehicle. Why don't most of them use turn signals? I don't know. Call up and...
Because who's going to pull them over?
Well,
it's a rhetorical question meant as a joke.
They can be called out.
They can be, yes.
I did it once. I honked at an officer. I was coming when we lived in town. Brian was in the car. We were coming back. He was probably only 5 or 6. And we're coming down, and there was this police car there, and he just pulled out, and I honked the horn, and it wasn't a beep, it was a beep, and I knew what I knew what was going on, but I'll get to that in just a second. So he was pretty ticked off, and he did a U-turn, and he came because I was pulling into the driveway. And he goes, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, next time you use a turn signal when you pull out like that." And he said something, and I said something back, and I just walked away. The reason why he was there and probably in such a hurry to do what he was doing, because he was checking on his wife, who was having an affair. That was a, shall we say, well-known secret in for those in the neighborhood who are nosy neighbors. In other words, we talk with each other and find out. So that was it. So he didn't have much recourse. Didn't have much at all. So, because I remember Brian getting out of the car, running inside, "Mom, the cops just pulled into our driveway." No. Just get away next time you use your signal. That's it. So anyway, you know, again, it's similar to, you have the authority to do things. Don't be afraid to do it. If you call them out on it, whether it's at the school board meeting, the council meetings, the supervisor meeting, call them out. Call them out. You didn't do anything wrong. Just saying, use your turn signal. All right? Pretty easy. Pretty easy. Let's see here. What else do we have? The comments from Bruce Gibson about the... Let me see. I know you're going to play it again next hour. The Reign of Cruelty on Ice. Again, he's not going to be challenged on that, setting any or asking for any examples. The Reign of Cruelty. I wonder what Lake and Riley's parents think about the Reign of Cruelty. I wonder about the girl who came from another country and who was killed by somebody from another country on the subway last summer, I think it was. I wonder about, what was it, 6-7 people that were killed by the person who was illegal in this country and got a license to drive a commercial vehicle from California, even though he doesn't know how to speak English or read English. Is Bruce Gibson, is that cruelty, Brucey? Is it, Brucey? Just asking the question. That's all you have to do. You can say anything you want. Prove it. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. Yeah, you were asking the question yesterday. You were talking about tattoos. And you wanted to know if there was anything written about not doing it. And this morning while I was reading my Bible, I started looking for it and found it. It's in the third book of the Bible, Leviticus, which is full of all kinds of laws. And it says, but it's chapter 19, and it's verse 28. It says, "You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord." Tattooing, I think, was a pagan thing. The pagans used to do that a lot. So God doesn't want any idols or pagan things associated with him. He wants us to worship the Lord.
Okay, so, well, I was curious, and thanks for coming across that and letting me know. But if people don't follow the book to the T or at all, it doesn't matter to them, does it?
Well, I guess every man has to follow his own conscience. And you need to remember, too, the Old Testament is the law. God laid down the law. And the Jews kind of added a whole lot of other things to the law besides the Ten Commandments. But, you know, we're to be obedient to God. And so let your conscience be your guide, I guess.
All right. Now, that's interesting about the conscience. And, you know, if you don't have a conscience, because you said, you know, follow your conscience. Well, if your conscience is such where it's not what we would say, you know, use the word normal in society, then they're saying they can follow their conscience. So if you have a bad conscience, I mean, you've been around people, I'm assuming, that are or still are just They try to manipulate and they lie. Now, what about their conscience? Does that mean that they have some mental problems?
Well, you might say that. I believe that, you know, God gave us all conscience so that he can speak to us about what's right and wrong. But unfortunately, because we have a sin nature, we disobey our conscience a lot. And if you do that, the more you disobey what your conscience is telling you, the more you'll deaden your conscience, and you'll do whatever you want. God admonishes us. You know, mankind does what he thinks is right in his own mind,
We do that to justify the reasons why we do things. But in some cases, your conscience. Now, again, I grew up a Catholic. I was supposedly, and again, I'm not making fun of this at all, because I'm just trying to understand. So I would go to confession to clear my conscience? Or is the damage already done?
Well, the fact that you wanted to confess it to somebody else was a good thing. Your conscience was still at work. You know, somebody whose conscience has been deadened so much wouldn't even think about doing what you did.
Does that mean internally and mentally they have found ways or continue to find ways to justify their actions?
Well, that's not listening to your conscience. And like I said, if you don't listen to your conscience often enough, if you tell a lie once and you get away with it, and you think that's okay, you tell more lies. Look at things like O.J. Simpson. You know, he was getting away with things. He got away with a jury trial against him for murder, and did that help him any? He just went on and did other bad things. if you deny your conscience often enough, you won't have a conscience anymore, and you'll do whatever's right in your own eyes, and that's not pleasing to the Lord.
Well, but obviously all of us don't have the same conscience.
I think we all start out with the same conscience.
I disagree, because we have to be taught to be good. We're not born good.
Well, that's true. We're born with a sin nature. That's what the Bible teaches.
So if our parents aren't teaching us, again, this is just a generic term, if they're not teaching us the right things to do, then my conscience is a little bit different than the rest of us, right? Because they think it's okay to be disruptive, et cetera, because they haven't been taught the right things to do. So they don't know the difference.
Well, yeah, that there's some truth to that, but I also believe that God puts it in our heart. I think he puts right and wrong in our heart to begin with. And you can tell a lie, you know you're telling a lie. But if you get away with it, then you're more apt to tell more lies. But I believe that God put in our heart, originally, right and wrong.
Now, okay.
He loves us. He wants, God loves us, and he wants to do what's right. And he's not going to set us up for failure.
Well, okay. You and I aren't sitting together on a leather couch going to this, but I do believe that some people are just born inherently evil.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I believe that God created us all equal. We're all equal in the eyes of the Lord when we're born, and then we go astray. We start out with a clean slate. That's what I believe.
Okay.
I believe we start out with a clean slate, and we choose to go one way or the other. And sometimes, we're, like you said, if we don't have a decent set of parents that want to teach us right and wrong, then we got to figure that out on our own. But I believe that God starts us out on a good, a clean slate.
Okay, just again, this is interesting. So I'll go back to the person who constantly lies or exaggerate, and they are basically a law-abiding good person that they don't really mean any harm about it. They just do this, or the way they go about talking and telling people things is to make themselves feel better, but not to do harm necessarily. Does that make any sense?
I'm not sure I follow that, but my mind's kind of drifting.
Okay. Well, that's why I'll ask for the clarification if does that make any sense. So apparently it doesn't. All right. Well, so I'm going to assume here that you do not have tattoos.
Oh, no.
Well,
no, I do not.
Okay.
And I tried to teach my daughter that, too. And as far as I know, she did not ever get a tattoo.
Do you judge people when you see them?
I try not to. You know, tattoos are not... I marvel at why somebody wants to tattoo their body up like that, you know. But
well,
no, I try not to. But, you know, I mean, even our Secretary of War has tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and he espouses to be a Christian. So,
well,
like I said, you know, let your conscience be your guide. He feels like he can do that. He did that. So I'm not going to, I believe he's a Christian. I'm not going to judge his tattoos.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, thanks for starting the day with some interesting thoughts.
Okay. Try to have a clean conscience, Kevin.
I'm in the media. I can't.
God bless you. All right.
Bye. Is your conscience clear?
I don't know what that implies. So I can't answer that.
Okay. Have you been around somebody who exaggerates a lot? And I mean, I don't mean vicious lies, but they exaggerate, but they really don't mean any harm by it.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I will not say who, though.
All right. Okay. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to add to the tattoo conversation.
Okay.
And let people know that, well, some people, having tattoos doesn't make you a bad or evil person. And there's a lot of different choices of picking tattoos and having tattoos. And some of them are deeply rooted in feelings of lost family or children that you may have lost, parents, that kind of thing. So it doesn't make you an evildoer to have tattoos.
Well, let me ask you a question along those lines, because that has come up before. Why do you think the need for somebody to be remind, if they can't remember just on their own, to put the name of, you know, the circumstances that you mentioned on their body for everybody else to see? Isn't that a private matter?
It doesn't have to be, or it can be. It's not for anyone else to choose what they do or how they do it. Like, I have a tattoo to honor my parents who died by suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So, it doesn't make me any less of a person. And I have it as a daily reminder because my parents obviously had other issues, but it's hard to make it through those kind of things. And I have it just as a daily reminder to not hopefully go down the same path.
Okay, so you look or, you know, see it wherever, and it kind of helps you focus.
Yeah. And it's a tribute to them, so I don't forget them. And a lot of people say, you know, people pass away and people forget to bring them up later in life because the newness of that person passing away kind of leaves their immediate life. So it just keeps me to focus on that. And I'm sure there's a ton of other people in that same boat.
Okay. I thank you so much for explaining that.
Yeah.
But I do have one more question.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Do you think that if you get one and it's hindering your ability to get employment, that me as a taxpayer should have to pay for it to get removed?
Oh, God, no. Nope. I am totally 100%. It's your personal choice. It's your personal responsibility. 100% down the line for everything. All choices. And I mean that on pregnancy issues, on
drugs,
medical issues, if you choose to smoke, all the things. It's your personal responsibility.
All right. Great for that. Thanks so much again for
thank you.
The conversation. Yeah. All right. Bye.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you so much. Bye.
Welcome. Let's see here. On do I have time? Yeah, I do. On the text, until people like Brucey experience tragedy, like some of the examples you brought up, they will never really get it or have a change of attitude towards ICE. They live in a bubble. Lying is one of the seven abominations. God hates a lying tongue. Okay. You know, the one thing, and again, there's degrees, because I worked with a person like that who was, again, harmless, followed the law, was responsible, but imbibed and lied, but they, I would say overall, I mean, because the people knew it. The people that worked with this person knew it, and he wasn't really pulling anything over on us, but for whatever reasons, you know, deep in the mind that most of us can't get to, that's just the way he did it, and don't know. He's no longer with us now, but anyway. All right, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. As electric bicycles become more popular, the Paso Robles Police Department has released a statement reminding residents of policies around these vehicles and their types of classification. E-bikes are classified into three different classes based on their pedal and throttle assist features. Electric motorcycles are not classified as bicycles and are not permitted on public roads. The County Board of Supervisors voted to approve a resolution on Tuesday that would restrict the use of county-owned or county-controlled property for federal immigration enforcement activities. The law prohibits federal agencies from commandeering county property and from accessing non-public spaces for immigration enforcement. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. War Secretary Pete Hegseth is in Brussels meeting with NATO defense ministers. He says President Trump's goal is to make the U.S. military defense even stronger.
This is not just something we're saying, it's something we're doing through the way we act as well. A $1.5 trillion investment in our defense in FY27 is a message to the world.
The first steps taken now to end the conflict with Iran. President Trump signing a memorandum of understanding Wednesday.
The agreement requires Iran to open up the Strait of Hormuz for toll-free transit and lifts the U.S. naval blockade.
Then it's a memorandum of understanding. If it doesn't get done in 60 days, it's all right. We go back to bombing.
President Trump says the U.S. is not providing money to Iran.
Fox's Jared Halpern, and up to a million people expected to line Lower Manhattan today for a ticker tape parade honoring the New York Knicks, who won their NBA championship, the first in 53 years. America's listening to Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
World Cup Wednesday, England got two goals from Harry Kane and blew by Croatia 4-2. Ghana scored in the 95th minute to trip Panama 1-0. Colombia beat Uzbekistan 3-1, and Portugal and DR Congo played to a 1-1 draw. Four games today, opening up the second set of group matches. Team USA meets Australia tomorrow in Seattle. Baseball, the Giants took two from the Braves, 7-2 in the completion of Tuesday's suspended game, 7-5 in the scheduled contest, hitting three home runs in each game. Freddie Freeman go-ahead homer lifted the Dodgers over the Rays 5-4. LA owns the best record in the majors. The AL-leading Yankees whacked the White Sox 10-5. Diamondbacks drilled the Angels 8-1. Corbin Carroll with a grand slam. Eduardo Rodriguez picked up career win number 100.
Feels great, man. Like, I've been on this for a little bit. You know, get it to 100 wins is something that I want to accomplish, and I just love it. You know?
Pirates buried the A's. Ryan O'Hearn went deep and drove in 6. Cubs used a 7-run second to top the Rockies. Brewers barreled over the Guardians, scoring 7 times in the first 4 innings. Royals hit 4 solo shots in the first 3 innings to swat the Nats. Marlins mauled the Phillies. Kyle Stowers hit 2 of Miami's 5 big flies and drove in 5. Blue Jays blanked the Red Sox using 7 pitchers in a classic bullpen game after placing scheduled starter Max Scherzer on the injured list with back spasms. Boston stranded 13 base runners for the second straight night. Orioles sank the Mariners. Mets ripped the Reds. Astros tamed the Tigers. Padres crushed the Cardinals. And the Twins and Rangers didn't play because the England-Croatia World Cup match was being played at nearby Dallas Stadium, the venue formerly known as AT&T Stadium for the Cowboys. Golf's third major, the U.S. Open, begins today at Shinnecock Hills Golf Club in New York. J.J. Spahn won the title last year at Oakmont. That's Thursday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside. In Paso Robles, we have 8 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. That's where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Clouds early, then, yep, some sunshine. Highs in the low 70s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the low 50s. We'll be in the low to mid 70s again. Well, not again, but on your Friday, Saturday, mid 70s. Low 80s on Sunday for your Father's Day. Mid 80s Monday and Tuesday. Little change. Upper 80s Wednesday and upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 5:48 a.m., 8:22 p.m. We are at 57. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've been proudly serving you since 1979. How about that? All right, moving right along here on the Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. That's your San Luis Obispo countywide approved conceal carry training team. Alrighty. Checking in to see what varmints may be out there on the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, and that's home safe and sound. Home sweet home. All right, checking to my left where the board is clear. You ready, Mr. Chris, on this? Your conscience is clear, I assume.
As clear as it can be.
See, folks, there is some doubt. As it can be or should be. We'll investigate that. The truth will come out. Okay, what is the, in years, this has been the longest burning natural fire in the world. How long?
Cool. What? The longest burning in years?
Yes.
Huh.
100. Rookie numbers, huh? Rookie numbers.
Son, get serious.
Okay, is it on Earth?
Yes.
Okay, it's on. Okay. 10,000 years.
No, you're a little high. It is 6,000 years.
Just a little high. What is it?
The longest burning natural fire in the world is an underground coal seam blaze at Burning Mountain in New South Wales, Australia. It has been continuously smoldering for approximately 6,000 years. Because it is the fire slowly eats away at the deep coal seam at a rate of about 1 meter per year. And there's a breakdown and so forth and so on. Now, there's a man-made one over in the Middle East somewhere. I can't pronounce these locations. That's 1,500 years old. And it's it's continuously fed and protected by priests since approximately 470 A.D. So a little something there for you folks. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays. And world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Simply go to TascaderoGunShop.com. Time for trivia. And it is brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles, Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. It is, let's see here. I did have this. I don't know where it is now. All right, well, I'll try this. Who was the first movie star featured on a United States postage stamp? Who was it? The first movie star featured on a United States postage stamp. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Now, when I was, I happened to come across it, but I saw that Charles Lindbergh was the first living person to be on the United States postage stamp. Maybe not technically, though. There was a guy from somewhere, south there, North Dakota, on a postage stamp, and there was a wagon, and his face can be seen in the background. So I guess, if you want to play semantics, that would be, I don't know the person's name, but he ain't Charles Lindbergh. Hi, good morning.
That was Grace Kelly.
It was Grace Kelly. Do you collect stamps?
I'm a stamp collector, yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you have that stamp?
No.
Do you know if it's worth anything?
They're all worth some.
Okay, well, do you think it's worth more than the 29 cents that it was at the time?
Sure.
Okay, do you have any historic stamps?
No, I really don't.
Do you collect them from around the world?
Whenever I can see one, I grab one. I'm not a real big collector, but I just collect them here and there, to put on my envelopes, too, sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Gotta get the envelopes out of here,
All right, well, I do have to ask this sophomore question. Did you buy a whole bunch, or do you have any of the Elvis stamps?
We don't have any. Oh, you know what? I probably have a couple of sheets of those, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Well, sir, the last thing I need to ask you is your name.
Bob Johnson.
Bob Johnson. All right, Mr. Johnson. We have you down as a qualifier, and you enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Goodbye. All right, folks. Grace Kelly, the 29-cent commemorative stamp honoring her. 1993, she was killed in that crash in 1992.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The candidate filing period for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District Governing Board will be opening in mid-July. The period opens July 13th and closes August 7th. Areas 1, 2, and 4 will appear on the November general election. The City of Paso Robles has launched a bidding process seeking consultant services to complete the city's spaceport license application. The FAA launch site operator license requires extensive technical, operational, safety, and environmental review. Proposals are due August 3rd. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Okay, well, there is a little technical thing here. Ethel Barrymore, and she was on the stamp with her brother, or brothers, Lionel and John. Kelly was the first individual movie star to receive her own dedicated stamp. So, for those. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, and lots more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's